This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Psalms 19, he's talking to you every day. You only find them when you get rid of your preconceived ideas and be broken and come to him as a little child and seek him with all your heart. And then, as the Bible say, you shall find him. And the last one is knock. It says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 8, and him that knocketh, it shall be open. Jesus puts it this way in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. It says, behold, that means listen up, pay attention. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Oh my, what an invitation. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. And he's saying, simply open. I can hear him just knocking on that door, trying to break down all that sin that you got. He said, simply open. But many won't open the door and let him in. I'm telling you, it won't be opened until you meet the condition. Here's the condition. It says, he tells you the condition. He says, if you hear his voice and open. That's the condition. Are you hearing God's voice and opening the door? Here's a further proof of it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says this. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Man, who are you listening to? I'm telling you, Jesus is knocking. There are some other folks out there knocking. Don't let them in. But Jesus is knocking. Hear his voice. Hear the word of God. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What are you listening to? Boy, that'll tell you. Because there's a lot of things that are come a knocking. But if you're not hearing the word of God, you need to keep that door shut. But whenever you hear the word of God, you need to open the door. So the condition to knocking and being open is that you hear and open the door, and Christ will let you in. And then he tells us in verse 12, well, verses 9 through 11, he gives us an example saying that, hey, you give your children good gift, God will give us good gift, our Heavenly Father. So what he's saying here, and he wraps it up in verse 12, it says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. We know it as the golden rule. In other words, treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, this was also found in the Old Testament. I'll give you an Old Testament verse here. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. It says, thou shalt not avenge. Boy, I tell you, our world wants to go back and get people. Oh, I'm going to get them. I'll pay them back. Oh, they did me wrong. That's stupid. That's nonsense. That's evil. That's fleshly. He's saying here, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Can you do that? When someone hurts you, you've been praying for somebody, but yet they're still talking about you. They're still treating you bad. You know, somebody posted this on social media. What should you do when you've been praying for somebody and they're still treating you bad and talking about you? I responded, you continue to pray. Prayer changes you, not the other person. If you don't ever get anything, you better get that. Because God...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.